Deuteronomy. Chapter 1. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on this side, east of the Jordan River in the wilderness, in the plain opposite the Red Sea, between Paran, and Tophel, and Laban, and Hazeroth, and Dizahab. There are 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadeshbarnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, 2552 AH 1490 BC, in the 11th month, Shabbat, January, February, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel, according to all that the Lord Jehovah had given him in commandment to them. After he had killed Sihon the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og the king of Bashan, who lived at Astaroth in Edrei. On this side, east of the Jordan River, in the land of Moab, Moses began to declare this law, saying, "The Lord Jehovah, our God, spoke to us in Horeb, saying, You have lived long enough at this mount. Turn, and take your journey, and go to the mount of the Amorites, and to all the places near there, in the plain, in the hills, and in the valley, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, to the great river, the river Euphrates. Look, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord Jehovah swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and to their descendants after them. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. The Lord Jehovah your God has multiplied you, and, look, you are this day as the stars of heaven in multitude. The Lord Jehovah God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you, as he has promised you. How can I myself alone bear your trouble, and your burden, and your strife? Take for yourselves wise and knowledgeable men, who are known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And you answered me, and said, The thing which you have spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, Hear the causes between your brothers, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment. But you shall hear the small as well as the great, you shall not be afraid of the face of man. Because the judgment is God's. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring it to me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which you saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as the Lord Jehovah our God commanded us. And we came to Kadeshbarnea. And I said to you, You have come to the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord Jehovah our God gives to us. Look, the Lord Jehovah your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord Jehovah God of your forefathers has said to you, do not be afraid, neither be discouraged. And you came near me every one of you, and said, We will send men before us, and they shall search out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well. And I took 12 men of you, one from each tribe, and they turned and went up into the mountain, and came to the valley of Eshel, and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands, and brought it down to us, and brought us word again, and said, It is a good land which the Lord Jehovah our God gives us. Nevertheless you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord Jehovah your God. And you murmured in your tents, and said, Because the Lord Jehovah hated us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us. Where shall we go up? Our brothers have discouraged our heart, saying, The people are stronger and taller than we, the cities are great and walled up to heaven, and moreover we have seen the sons of the Anakims, giants. There. Then I said to you, Do not dread, nor be afraid of them. The Lord Jehovah your God who goes before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness, where you have seen how the Lord Jehovah your God carried you, as a man carries his son, in all the places where you went, until you came into this place. Yet in this thing you still did not believe the Lord Jehovah your God, who went in the way before you, to search out for you a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to show you by what way you should go, and in a cloud by day. And the Lord Jehovah heard the voice of your words, and was angry, and swore, saying, Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land, which I swore to give to your forefathers. Except Caleb the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him I will give the land that he has walked upon, and to his children, because he has wholly followed the Lord Jehovah. Also the Lord Jehovah was angry with me for your sakes, saying, You also shall not go in there. But Joshua the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there, encourage him. Because he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Furthermore your little ones, which you said should be a prey, and your children, who in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in there, and to them I will give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn yourself around, and take your journey back into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then you answered and said to me, We have sinned against the Lord Jehovah, we will go up and fight, according to all that the Lord Jehovah, our God commanded us. And when every man of you had put on his weapons of war, you were ready to go up into the hill. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, Say to them, Do not go up, neither fight, because I am not among you. Lest you be stricken before your enemies. So I spoke to you. But you would not listen, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites, who lived in that mountain, came out against you, and chased you, as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even to Hormah. And you returned and wept before the Lord Jehovah. But the Lord Jehovah would not listen to your voice, nor give ear to you. So you stayed in Kadesh many days, according to the days that you lived there.